Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
How are you, Michael?
Good. What do you have for us today?
Michael, this is the first segment in an occasional series from the third annual Jewish Storytelling Project that took place at the Adolph and Rose Levis Jewish Community Center in Boca Raton this spring. And the storyteller is Francisco Patino.
About 14 years ago or so, my son Sam came to visit. He came from Japan, and during that time, we had a bit of an active weather season. It seems like we have hurricanes and tropical storms, one right after the other, during those years. And we were fixing an office here in Boca Raton, Florida. I lived in Boynton Beach. And while we were fixing the office, Sammy was helping me. And we had heard that there was a tropical storm forming on the West Coast. And we would be feeling a little bit of it. So during the day we worked, and towards the end of the day we were looking through the windows and the trees were bent over by the wind quite a bit. And so Sam was saying, "Wow, Dad, is this a tropical storm?" And I said, "Yeah, it's just no big deal. Tropical storms, we get them all the time. It's no big deal. Don't worry." He goes, "Gosh, but it looks like those winds are pretty bad." And, you know, I was trying to calm him down because I knew he was very nervous. And we decided to shut down early and head on up to Boynton Beach, which we did. On the way up, the winds were considerably blowing, and I was driving a small SUV, and it was being taken over by the wind. The car was being pushed, and Sam was freaking out. You know, "Dad, are you sure this is just a tropical storm?" I said, "No, it's no big deal." Inside, I'm going, "What the hell?" All sorts of things flying, and the palm trees were practically laying on the ground. So we're heading towards home. My ex-wife and my children left the home we were at and gone to my mother-in-law's, to her mother's house in Boynton Beach nearby. But for some reason, she was there with the kids. And we were heading towards the house where we lived, which was by Congress Avenue and Hypoluxo in the Meadows. We lived sandwiched in between a couple of lakes. Right off the backyard of our house was a big lake. Another one right over the side. By the time we were arriving, I had decided to buy some sandbags for some reason or other. I thought, well, maybe we can put the sandbags if the lake should rise. And so I had bought the sandbags, and they were loading down the car pretty heavily. As we drove into the meadows, the water started coming rising. And by the time we were in the meadows, the water was already about halfway up the car door. And the car, at some point, stalled and stopped. So we opened the car door. The car was weighed way down with all the sand that we had in the back. We grabbed the laptop and a couple of things and put them over our heads and started walking through the water, which was about waist high. And it kept on getting deeper, about chest high. We heard some Russian people that were tourists, I guess, that were singing songs and walking through the storm. All this time, there's wind blowing all around us, and so we're heading towards the house, and I'm carrying my laptop on top of my house, and there's rain and wind. And we arrive at the house. The lake was already coming over the side, and it was beginning to flow on the side of the house towards the street, which was lower than the house. Well, we walked in, and I called my ex-wife and told her, "Don't come. Stay at your mom's. There's a lot of water here. We had to stop the car and get out of the car and etc." And so we decided to spend the night there, which is kind of nice because we have had a bit of a struggle because of the new office being built. So there was a bit of a back and forth between my wife and I. We worked together. So it's kind of a nice break to not have anyone and just have peace and quiet that night, which I really enjoyed. And I had a laptop computer, which had a battery in it, and I had internet access from my phone, so we got a chance to watch a movie. We didn't have power in the house. Next morning, my wife calls up on the phone, and she says, you know, what the heck's going on over there? What are you guys up to? I said, nothing. We can't leave. We're waterlogged. In front of the house, the street was completely full of water. The house was like an island, and there were people water skiing in front of the house. There were some people with a canoe. So I was trying to explain this to her, and she said, no, I'm not buying it. I know you. You like to make up big stories. You probably have a little puddle. So I'm going over there right now, and I'm going to put the house in order and find out what the hell's going on over there. I said, well, come on. So she came, and what would happen was that for some reason, somebody forgot to open a sluice gate, you know, release water from the lakes. And those lakes overflowed, and the whole neighborhood where we were at was completely overflowed. Not the whole city, just that neighborhood. But she didn't believe it because she was a few blocks away and there was no water there. When she arrived, she had to be taken in by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. She comes in, you know, parks the car and comes out, and grabs a few things and gets back in there, bye! And of course, I stayed behind, you know, to guard the castle. Really, I was just taking a vacation.
Francisco Patino with a story about a natural disaster.
In more ways than one, Micah. This story fits into so many genres or motifs. I think perhaps the most important is the ex-wife motif. She doesn't believe him when he says that something's going on. It doesn't sound quite right. I could see that this is not the first nor the last time that that happened.
Well, it was a little confusing because there was a flood, but it wasn't caused by the tropical storm.
Not really. And that's the other motif. I love the way Francisco contextualized this and built it up. Anytime you're watching a movie, you're hearing a story, and somebody's scared, and the other person who's a veteran of the situation says, oh, no, no, it's nothing. Well, I'll get you a sandbag just to humor you. You know it's going to be something massive. We knew there was going to be a problem because of the buildup. The twist was that the cause of the problem was not what we had expected at all. It wasn't the tropical storm per se, it was the rain plus the fact that somebody hadn't done his job.
So what storytelling genre does that fall into?
That's the maintenance person who is slacking off on the job genre.
Well, I had the feeling that there was a tremendous storm coming.
Well, he described it so beautifully, Michael, when he was saying the wind that was pushing the car back and forth. I've had that problem with so many cars when the wind is not going that fast, but you feel it because you're in a light car. But also the image of the people water skiing in the street and the canoes in the street. I mean, it's horrifying if it's Hurricane Katrina. But the fact that this was actually a funny story makes it just a great detail.
Yeah, it was funny the way he told it.
Yes, and I wish I could say, Michael, that I taught him everything he knows because I did do the teaching in the Jewish Storytelling Project. But Francisco came into this program with a lot of good skills. The way he characterized his wife's voice was just a little frustrated and a little aggravated. He really knows how to tell a story, and I had, sad to say, precious little to do with that.
Well, she was the ex-wife, so there was a lack of trust there to begin
with. There you go, right. And he demonstrated that very well.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners would like to share their South Florida story, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email at cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu, or
contact me here at WLRN 305-995-2264. Our website also has contact information as well as archived stories at WLRN.org. Then search radio and the public storyteller. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The public storyteller returns next Sunday.